David Doruška is one of the Czech Republic's best jazz musicians. The guitarist studied at the Berklee College of Music in Boston and later spent time in New York and Paris. A few months ago, he released his latest album, Autumn Tales. Our tour of David Doruška's Prague begins at the Branické Skály, a rocky outcrop overlooking the Vltava, close to where the 37-year-old was raised in a musical household. His grandfather was the jazz expert and writer Lubomír Doruška, while his father Petr is a well-known music journalist.
The Branické Skály, these rocks, they are part of some very old rocks which have been here since prehistoric times. I don't know much about it, but somehow I even get that feeling every time that I come here. And it's a beautiful wood, and it's just a nice walk, and also it's a really great view of the whole city of Prague from here. And I have a lot of memories of this place from my childhood, so it's really a special place to me.
I've often passed Branické Skály from below, and I had no idea, and it's very steep from below, and I had no idea there was a kind of place you could come up here and walk and see this amazing view.
Yeah, that's true. I think actually not that many people know about it, because you don't see so many people here usually. So yeah, it's really a special and a hidden place, and at the same time, you know, you can see the whole of Prague from here, and it's not that far from the center. So that's another thing that I like it, that you know, it's kind of secret, and it's never crowded here.
One unfortunate thing is, I guess, because it's a very steep fall to the valley below, there's a kind of wire mesh in front of this pathway here.
Yeah, that's true. Well, actually, I don't know how it is now, but there used to be a hole, and then I think there used to be a gate in the fence a little bit further south, where you could actually walk down the hill, where it was not that steep, but the main wall of the rocks is very steep, so it's for a good reason that there's this fence.
And what kind of an area is it here? The place you live just around the corner here is called Zelený Pruh, which means, I guess, like green zone or something?
Green lane, I think, would be sort of a good translation. Yeah, that's where I grew up, where my parents still live these days, and my sister with her family, her husband and her kids, and where my grandfather and grandmother also used to live. So, yeah, in this house, that's where I spent my childhood.
That seems like a very minority experience to me, to live in Prague, but live in a big family home with several generations. In fact, I can't think of anybody I know who has had that experience here.
I think in this part of town, actually, it's quite common, because you see mostly these family houses. I think it's typical in some parts, probably not typical in others. So, yeah, I guess I was very fortunate to have this experience.
From Branické Skály, Doruška and I walked down a series of steps to Braník, the district by the Vltava the guitarist calls home today. There he leads me to the lively and welcoming Periferia Café, as impressive a spot as you're likely to find on the periphery of Prague.
I've known it for about 4 years, since I moved to the apartment where I live with my family these days in Starý Braník, old Braník. It's just a really beautiful café, I think. And again, a place that's kind of hidden. Not that many people know about it. And it's somehow special to me. The service is very nice always. They have some great food, really fresh and really tasty. And they change the menu very often. And usually they play nice music here too. That's another thing that I like a lot about it.
Do cafes like this, especially in more out-of-the-way parts of Prague, serve in some sense as a kind of culture center? It's a place to go and feel part of a community.
I think in some ways, yes. I have to say that I think that this kind of place is quite special if we remember that we are sort of on the outskirts of Prague. I don't think that there's that many cafes on this level on the outskirts. I'm sure that there are in the center, but that's what's actually special to me about this place, I guess.
And for you, generally speaking, what makes a good cafe?
The coffee or the drinks in general, the food, if they serve food, which this place does, and really good food at very reasonable prices. The service, of course, and the environment or the whole vibe that the place has, and that's not easy to put in words.
Also for me, what's important with the cafe is windows. You have to have big windows onto the street. Maybe there isn't much to see in Braniq, but at least you feel like you're on the street.
I totally agree. Windows are important, and there's huge windows here. Actually, since it's night at this time, but there are some remarkable things to see in Braniq, even though one wouldn't notice them maybe right away. But actually, what we are looking at out of this window next to us is it's an old abbey, I think, or monastery from maybe the 17 or 1800s. It's totally run down now, and I think somebody's trying to build a brewery in there, or it has some sort of other function now.
So Braniq does have some sites.
I think so, and you know, it's just a very pleasant part of the city to live in for me. You know, with these small houses, and still you sort of feel like you are in a small town or a big village, but you actually are in Prague. But it's very quiet and not hectic at all. That's what I like.
Leaving Braniq, David Deruska and I take a tram along the river before crossing at the Jurasek Bridge and making our way to Jazz Dock, a cool music venue on the lock under the embankment Janáčkovo Nábřeží. It's too loud to record inside on a busy Friday night, so we stand in the doorway as punters pass.
Jazz Dock is the best venue to listen to jazz music in Prague, and it's a place where I perform quite often. Actually, in Prague is, I think, the place where I perform the most often, definitely, without question. And I think for anybody who wants to hear great music in great jazz music in Prague, it's the really the place to go to. It's a very nice club with you know, great music, great program, good food, good drinks, good environment. I just really like it to play and to listen to music, and very often bands from abroad that I want to hear very often come to play here, so I come here often as a performer and as a listener too.
What makes it better as a venue? Is it the fact that it is purpose-built as a music venue?
Hard to say. I don't know so much about that, but I think it's just the vibe and the people who run it, the owner, who is a real jazz fan and a guy who wants to have this place as really a place for music, not just a place to drink, you know, while music is playing. And also just the programming of the music. There's always good music here, really.
Also, it's quite a spectacular place here, right by the river. It's really spectacular.
Oh, totally, it is. It's special. I don't know if I could remember any other club in a place like that, just right on the river. So,
apart from Jazz Dock here, what are the best jazz venues in Prague?
Another place that I like is Umalého Glena, a place which has been existing for over 20 years, maybe 22 years or something like that. So that's a place that I like too, where I've played a lot, and it has a very nice atmosphere and good bands play there. Other than that, it's pretty difficult. There's a bunch of other jazz venues in Prague, and when tourists or foreigners come to Prague, they are very often very surprised how many that you actually see, you know, jazz club this and jazz club that all over Prague. But really, I think the reality is that many of those places are places where there is some sort of jazz music playing, but it's not really important what kind of music and whether it's good or bad. And the most important thing is to get a lot of tourists in, and the goal is that they drink as much beer as possible and not the quality of music, you know. So that's not true for Jazz Dock, definitely, and that's why I like this place.
I have the perception that jazz was the most popular music among Czech intellectuals, say, before the mid-1960s. But from that time, it has been less popular. What state is the jazz scene in today in Prague?
I think today it's in a very good state. Actually, it's the Czech jazz scene has really improved and gotten bigger, much bigger in the past 15 years. So Myself, I started performing in public when I was 14 in 94. And there were some really good Czech jazz players at the time who I had the chance to work with. At that time also there was a number of American musicians who were actually living in Prague in the mid-90s. But, you know, the Czech scene at that time, the number of really good musicians was not very big. And it's gotten much, much bigger since then. So today I'm pretty happy that, you know, I live in Prague and I get to work with some really great players who also live here, so I can't complain. I think it's improving and it's very interesting today.
And to what do you credit the fact that there are today more good jazz players, that the scene is more lively than it was a few years ago?
You can see this again, you know, not just in the Czech Republic but everywhere, because there's schools that people go to, and just the ways of studying the music these days are much easier than they used to be. And there's just more musicians than there were before. So all these reasons, I think, contribute to that. And hopefully it also means that more people are interested in the music, or at least more musicians, but perhaps more public in general as well. So that's a good thing.
Do you have a sense that the audience is bigger than it was, say, 15 or 20 years ago?
It's very difficult to measure, but I see that there's better venues and there's more people who come to listen to the music than just people who just come to drink beer to the music. So in that way, I feel good about that. It's not like that suddenly there would be, you know, crowds and thousands of people coming to jazz concerts. That's not happening, but I'm optimistic, you know, in this way. I think there's people who like this music and who appreciate it, and that's important. It's not the number of people, but that there are some people who are into it.
Leading Czech guitarist David Doruška was Ian Willoughby's guest in the latest edition of My Prague.